You didn't tell
me. Phone number 67.
Steve Gordon.
This week's script written by Steve Northridge.
I am so mad!
Hi, Stu. Bye, Stu.
Wait a minute, freeze!
What did I do?
Stay right where you are. I need someone to talk to.
Geez, Stu, you sound mad.
I'm not mad. I'm pissed!
What for?
I'll tell you what for. I can't stand another day handing out tickets at Universal Studios. All those fat lady tourists with bad breath taking a half hour to explain why they can't take any tickets! You know, I once almost got busted for looking for money inside of a coin return of a payphone. Just my luck, telephony was spending his day off up there. And then once I get to the studio, people drive me nuts there too. I go into a long talk about the shows I have tickets for, and what happens? The same fat lady say, "What do you got tickets for? I'm going out of my mind, Jeffy!"
Jeez, Stu, you sound pissed. Why don't you just quit?
What? Are you out of your mind? I love my work!
Hello? Oh, yes, he's here. Just a second. Stu, it's for you, and what's even harder to believe, it's a girl! Gee, I didn't know your mother was in town.
Very funny, Spaghetti Sweaty.
And even more, it's a girl and she ain't barking!
Jeffy, how'd you like that phone receiver for an earring?
Listen, at least I don't—
Shut up! Hello? Oh, no, not you, Maxine.
Maxine? Who's Maxine?
Cram it up your butt!
What? No, not you, Maxine. There's a fly in here, and I'm trying to swat it.
Ow! At least I'm not a rat.
Quiet! What? Yeah, it's a talking fly. I bought it from Barnum and Bailey. Yeah, okay, Maxine, I'll pick you up at 10 tomorrow morning. Goodbye.
Okay, who's Maxine? Sounds like someone who used to write the Weekly Regurgitator.
For your information, she may be stuck with that name, but she's far from that. Look at this picture of her.
Let me see. Wow, look at the size of those—
Jeffy!
Oh, well, let's just say I'd hate to pay for her bras. Does she have a sister? Maybe she has a matching set, too!
Very funny, porcupine nostrils. Anyway, I have to pick her up tomorrow morning.
Good luck tomorrow night!
Get out of here!
Hi, Stu. Did you know that today was Out of the Mouths of Babes Coming Oatmeal Day?
Oh, no, you're starting to sound like one of my callers.
Some stranger in a Groucho t-shirt told me that.
Oh, figures. Speaking of figures, where would you like to go?
Well, you know, there's one place that I've never been to in my whole life, and I'd give anything to go there.
Oh, really? Where's that?
Universal Studios.
Oh, no!
Is something wrong, Stu?
Yes! I mean, no! Let's go.
Well, here we go. Is this gonna be scary?
The only thing scary is the price.
Did you say something?
I said, no, I think it's very nice.
You ever take me in there again? That idea you have of coming here was a bad one.
Why? It was pretty nice inside. Why?
Why, you ask why?
As a matter of fact, I did. Why?
You didn't notice all the fat lady tourists with the bad breath that take a half an hour talking?
No, I'm used to them.
What?
Nothing.
And all the things you to talk about, I don't really understand is why they came all up to you for absolutely no reason and told you why they couldn't go to see your TV shows.
I have no idea.
And you know, during lunch I almost got busted for looking for change in a payphone.
Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, sitting between that fat lady and her big hat and you and your big—
You ask why?
I couldn't see a thing.
Did you know that today is the Lord giveth, so grabbeth and runneth day?
Huh?
Some strange—
Yeah, I know. Person in a Groucho t-shirt told you that.
You know, Stu, there's one thing that can really save this day being a total loss.
I thought you'd never ask. Your place or mine?
There's one place I've always wanted to go, and there's one thing I've always wanted to do.
I read you loud and clear. Come on, let's go.
Oh, boy. What show are we going to see?
What? What do you mean, what show are we going to see?
The Price is Right or Match Game.
Price is Right or Match Game? What are you talking about?
I want to go to a TV show. Let's go.
Oh, no. Let me out of here. Help! Let me out of here.
I just love it when they say, come on down.
That's what I was hoping to do.
Maybe I'll win a toaster or something.
Help! Let me out of here! Help!